Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. I'm so excited to have you here for your bonus Thanksgiving show. This show went over so well when we first released it, and our audience has grown so much, we wanted to share it with you again. I hope you enjoy.
No shame.
We are aging Wells on the Julie Tussey Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age Wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show.
Pop the glampagne. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. Now, here's Julie Tussey.
I want to say welcome to the Julie Tussey Show, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. Yes, it is being announced here. It's officially the Thanksgiving season, and I love it. I'm sure there's some of you out there that may not want to hear that, but yep, Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving is almost here. It's a wonderful time. We have some great and awesome things going on in the Tussey Music and Entertainment. That's our music company. You know, we've talked about all the things going on there, but wonderful things going on for the holiday season and some great things that we're planning for the first of the year. We are so excited about the Lexington Music Awards coming up in January. Just great things going on. How are you? That's what I want to know. How are you? You can email me at julietussey@gmail.com, and you can find me at facebook.com/thejulietusseyshow, and you can let me know how you're doing. I'd love to hear from you about what you're thankful for. On today's show, I'm going to share with you five things to be thankful for. And these are five things that I'm thankful for. And so I think that it's great to remember to be thankful. So as a result of that, I went out into the community and I interviewed some people to find out what they're thankful for this year and what they're thinking about this holiday season. So we're going to let you hear some of those interviews and share those with you. Some of them were pretty funny. I even got my mom to do an interview, so we're going to give you a little bit of the dirt on that, right? We'll be right back.
You
Well, I hope you enjoyed that Christmas song. We're putting some of the Christmas songs from our Merry Christmas CD, which you can get at cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussie 3. If you would like to have all 10 of those songs, it got, you know, some wonderful songs on there, and I think you'd really enjoy it. I don't know about you, but I love that they turn Christmas music on the radio on November 1st. I heard some people complaining about it the other day, and I thought, no, I love it. I love it. So I like it, and I'm ready for it, and hopefully you're enjoying that. We're going to take a little segment right here, and I want to introduce to you some people that I went out into the community and talked to and let you hear what they have to say about Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? Hey, this is Julie. I'm coming to you from the gym today, and I'm going to interview some random people and just see what they're thinking about Thanksgiving. So here I have my first guest. What's your name?
It's Rebecca Wilds.
Hi, Becky. How are you today?
Awesome.
I know you. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. The first, when I say the word, I want you to tell me what pops in your head. Okay, the first word is cranberries.
Stuffing.
The next word is turkey.
My husband.
And the last thing I want to ask you is what are you thankful for this year?
I am thankful to have a job and to have met Julie and to have my family and my husband around me this year.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Please, sir, may I have some more?
Hi. What's your name?
Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee. How are you doing in the gym today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am good. I'm sweaty, though. I'm sorry.
I'll be sweaty soon.
We're doing Thanksgiving interviews today for the podcast for the Julie Tussie Show, and I'm going to say a word, and I just want you to tell me what pops into your head when you first hear it, okay? The first word is cranberries.
Sauce.
Ooh, saucy. All right. The next word is turkey. You got to think on this one.
Only thing that comes up is turkey. Stuffing?
Stuffing, okay. What are you...
making food this morning.
I know, right? I think I am too, because I wanted to choose cranberry because a lot of people don't. They love them or hate them. I thought they'd be controversial. Anyway, what are you most thankful for this year?
Probably my gym family. Not just because we're here, but because they've been really supportive this year, helped me through a lot of stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hey, this is Julie again. I have a guest here. What's your name?
Tina Sipple.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Now, I got to tell you, Tina is totally completely buff, and I'm feeling a little fluffy and marshmallowy right now. She's beautiful and an awesome, awesome person in the gym to inspire. But I'm going to ask you a couple questions, Tina. And the first one I'm going to ask is I'm going to say a word, and when I say it, I want you to tell me what pops into your mind very first thing, okay? So the first word is cranberries.
Turkey.
Turkey. Okay. Well, the next word was turkey.
Thanksgiving.
That's very good. I was thinking everybody in the gym would say protein. Right. All right. I'm going to give you an extra word. What do you think of when I say exercise?
Get fit.
That's right. Get fit. And you are very fit. What is the thing, Tina, seriously, though, that you're the most thankful for this year?
It's just life in general, life and family.
I can tell when you come in, you have a great attitude, and I love that, and I'm very thankful for life, too. It's good to be alive, right? It's better than the alternative. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, are you sure that was Santa's lap you were sitting on?
Okay, this is Julie. So you've had a whole day almost with me. I've gone everywhere in the town that I live in, and now I am at the U.S. Bank. Of course, the U.S. Bank. I love this bank, and I'm here getting all kinds of $100 bills. It's not a lie. They can vouch. The girls can vouch for me. But I'm going to have them tell you what their names are, because we're going to talk with a couple of the tellers at the U.S. Bank. This is
Becca.
And my name is Brooklyn.
Becca in Brooklyn, thank you so much for doing this. We'll only take a couple minutes, but I'm talking about Thanksgiving. So I'm going to tell you one word, and when I say that word, I want you to tell me what comes into your mind first. So we'll start with Becca. So the first word is cranberries.
Ooh, cranberry sauce, my favorite.
That is a popular theme. All right, for you, I'm going to give you the word turkey.
Gravy.
Gravy. Oh, my goodness. You guys are, I think you're hungry.
Yes.
Now, I'm also doing something in the 2 months before Christmas called Countdown to Fitness. So I'm going to ask you, what do you think when I say exercise?
A whole lot of work.
What do you think?
Pain.
Pain and suffering. And I did just leave the gym. So, yes, I totally concur with that. But seriously, girls, Thanksgiving is a great time to give thanks. And so I'm going to ask each of you, if you would tell the listeners of the Julie Tussie Show, what are you really, truly thankful for this year?
I am thankful for my family. My boyfriend and I are purchasing our first house together.
Woo-hoo!
And we will hopefully be in before Thanksgiving, so we will actually have our first Thanksgiving with our family together in our new house.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. That's wonderful. And what about you? What are you thankful for?
I'm just thankful for my family and that the semester is almost over. So that is what I'm really thankful for this year.
Aw, that's neat. Isn't it good? Doesn't it give you the feel-good, ooey-gooey, rich and chewy feelings to
yes.
talk about thankfulness?
Yes. Yes.
All right, girls, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Julie.
At least I thought that was Santa's lap.
One last interview for you today, and I'm here. See, you're getting to have a day in the life with Julie Tussie because I went to the gym, then I went to the dry cleaners, but it was like so quiet in there. I could hear a pin drop, so I wasn't going to ask them. I thought, I don't know what's going on around here, but they're really busy. So now, from the dry cleaners, I went to the printers, and from the printers, I went to my mama's house. So I'm here with my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, everybody.
She was worried about doing this interview, but I think she'll be great because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Mom. Well, first of all, how do you like having such a famous big blonde baby, original suburban bombshell daughter?
I've had her all my life, and I'm proud of her.
I'll pay you later. Yeah, she's had to put up with me. I'm probably going to have her come in and do a whole show, and she can dish the dirt on me.
Yo, you bring us some figgy pudding.
I'm going to say a word, and I want you to tell me the first thing that pops in your head. Now,
figgy pudding.
The first thing that pops in your head, I want you to tell us. The first word is stuffing.
Thanksgiving.
And it's coming up, right?
Right.
What about Jim and Tony?
They're always hungry.
That's my brothers at Thanksgiving. They're kind of the kind that go and have to unbutton their britches when they're done. The last thing I'm going to ask you is, what do you think about cranberries?
Cranberries, I love them. The best things out at Thanksgiving.
Now, see, I cannot get anybody to fight with me about cranberries. Can you believe that? I know there are cranberry haters out there, and I might get some cranberry hate mail over this, but I think cranberry sauce is great. So
I do, too.
I think I got that from you. Every year at Thanksgiving, Mom got a can of cranberry sauce, and oh, wasn't it so fun? We would cut two cans. We would cut one end off the can and then cut the other end and then have to like...
Have you really considered what it takes to make cranberry sauce?
Through the can, get it to pop out of the can. I remember shaking it down and all of that, but there's just something about cranberry sauce. But other than that, I'm not crazy about cranberries. Are you?
I love cranberries.
You do? What do you do with them if you were getting gel for Thanksgiving?
Sometimes I go to a certain restaurant that I like so well, and they have the best cranberry sauce you've ever made.
Well, and they shall remain nameless unless they become a sponsor. Not really. Well, that's awesome. I've not had... Have you ever made it homemade? Seems to me you had a bag of cranberries in the house once at Thanksgiving.
Right. Mine didn't turn out as well as the others.
How do you get it all gelatinous? You know what I mean? Gelatinous.
It just makes itself.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, when you cut into it and that, it makes its own.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you remember chia pets? Chia.
Yes.
we could put chia seeds in. We could boil some up and put chia seeds in them. If you want, I'll find a recipe and try to make them for you.
You do that.
I do have bad news for you, though. I'm not cooking dinner this year. We're ordering. Where did we decide? Oh, Cracker Barrel. We're going to go buy Cracker Barrel dinner and just have everybody over because it is so much work. Isn't it so much work?
I love Thanksgiving and I love to prepare it.
So what are we going to do about that?
I don't know. I have to think on it.
Yeah. You going to have me over?
Yes.
I know if you have me over, I'm still going to do half the work. Right? All right. I have one last question for you, my little mama. Well, really, truly, though, what are you most thankful for this year?
I'm thankful that my life turned around to a much better situation, and I'm very happy.
Oh, good. Well, I love you, Mama.
And he blessed me with the best man in the world.
He did. And then all these wonderful kids and grandkids. What more could a woman want?
Right.
And two sassy dogs. Well, thanks for taking time with us today. I love you, Mom.
I love you, too, Julie.
Give me a kiss. Mwah.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show.
Little mama was dishing some dirt. Well, not really. She never tells anything bad or says anything bad about me, and I'm thankful for that. I have a great mom. But I wanted to hit you up with this. Five things to be thankful for. Five things to be thankful for. And we're going to do it like on David Letterman. And I wish I had a pencil I could throw through the glass. That would be so awesome. But then Gary would have to find some sound effects for broken glass. So if you hear that in here, you know we did that. Anyway, now you can see into the mind of Julie Tussey. It's kind of wild in here. But number five, the five things to be thankful for, my number five is coffee. Yes, I said it, coffee. I love coffee. It's like, I like it iced, I like it hot, I like it. But here's the thing. I have not had caffeine for 13 years. That's right. You can get off the floor now because it's true, but it is shocking. I do have to tell you, it's very shocking. But I cut out caffeine about 13 years ago for health reasons, and I feel a lot better. But I do drink decaf coffee, and I love to get them like half milk. So like I'm like a coffee baby, right? Nothing strong, nothing tough for me. Nothing, you know, if it actually tastes really strongly of coffee, then it's too strong. So my coffee is almost white. I told my husband, he gets up and makes it for me and puts it on my nightstand a lot of times. And I told him, honey, if it just looks like a sandy beach, then you know you did it right. So sandy beach coffee, that's number five. Number four, number four is being born in this era. I am so thankful that I was born in the era of iPhones, iPads, computers, decent cars. Like, I love Cadillacs. You all know that. So Cadillacs. We actually have electricity and indoor plumbing. That is an amazing thing. Refrigerators and Mexican restaurants. I mean, where I can go and eat Mexican and I do not have to cook. So number four for me is being born in this era. You know, you're not here by accident, and you are born in one of the greatest times in history. It's awesome. So let's be thankful today that we were born in this era, and we are alive in the year 2016, alive and well, right? Number three, be thankful for your beautiful body. Now, some of you may not think your body is so beautiful, but do you know if you did not have your body, you could not be here? So I'm thankful for my beautiful body. It's not everything I want it to be, but y'all know we're doing countdown to fitness for Christmas and working on our outside. But this body is amazing. I mean, it is so amazing that you can exercise it. You can exercise it and change the way it looks. You can exercise it and get endorphins, which are like, what, crack for your brain, endorphins? And they don't hurt your health, and they're not a drug. So, but they're the natural drug that you get from exercise. With your body, you get to eat and enjoy wonderful foods. You get to dance in slow dance with your honey. You get to enjoy putting your arms around someone and loving them. So your body is an amazing thing, and I want to be thankful for my body this year, and I hope that you can be thankful for yours too. If you're not thankful for it, maybe have a paradigm shift and maybe work on it and love it, because if you love your body, it's going to love you back. Something I said on the former podcast that I did was that if you do not choose to be healthy, you have made a choice to be unhealthy, because in the society we live in, it's just too easy to get fast food and lay on the couch. We don't even have to move to change the channel on the TV. Use your finger, right? Just push a button. But this is a wonderful time of year to begin considering to be thankful for that body that you have. And because of that body, you are actually here in the earth with us, right? Number two for me is I am thankful for family and friends. Family and friends, both blood relatives and those that are sent into my life. I'm so thankful to have my children and to have my family, my mom, and the people that are around me. And I'm so thankful for my friends. You know, the people that you can just call them up and count on them. If you need somebody, they're there. And they love you. And they know all your quirks. And they know how you keep your house. And they know how you eat or overeat or don't eat. They know everything about you. And they still love you. And they are like your family also. I do want to send a shout out to my spouse, Gary Tussey. I am so thankful for that man in my life. He is amazing. He encourages me. He pushes me to do more than I ever thought I could do. He's grooming me in this radio show stuff. It was my dream to do it, and he's grooming me and helping me, because he's absolutely amazing, and he could be the one doing his own show, but he's producing my show, and I'm so thankful for him. But most of all, I just love him. He's a great man. He's a wonderful husband, a wonderful father, a great provider. And even when we get in little tiffs, we always make up, because our love is so great for one another. And I'm so thankful for him. So I'm thankful for you, Gary Tussey. You are the Robin to my Howard Stern and the Benny to my Jets. So take some time today to think about your family and your friends and be thankful for them. And I like to take it a step further. And when I'm thankful for someone, I like to send a little note to them and just tell them I'm thinking about them. You know, a handwritten note is really, really nice, but even a text is awesome. You know, just do small things for those that you love and those around you, to let them know that you're grateful and thankful to have them in your life. And you never know what they're going through. You never know where they're at or what's happened that day. But just that little tiny bit of reaching out can really make a difference in someone's life. Now, the biggie, number one. Number one, here's the biggest thing I'm thankful for. That today I am breathing and I am alive. I can make my life whatever I want it to be. So today, you are breathing, you are alive, and you can make your life whatever you want it to be. That is so awesome. We're here. We're here. Let's do something with our lives. You know, the Julie Tussey Show is all about making your life better. That's my heart. That's my desire when I do the podcast, is to kind of make you laugh and get a little bit of the stress off your life and maybe give you little nuggets of things that could help you to make your life better, to inspire you. So you're alive and you're well and you're here, and every moment that you're here, make it count, right? You know that I always sign the show off saying you only get one life, live it to the fullest. I truly believe that. I truly believe that we should live every day like it could be our last day. If you're not happy where you are, then you need to change your life. You need to make some quality decisions and some life decisions and move towards that thing that will make you happy and thankful. We'll be right back. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Find us on social media at facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Show and connect with the best and the most outrageous 30 minutes of your life. You can find the Big Blonde Baby CD at cdbaby.com/CD/ Julie Tussey 2. Well, it's been a great show today. I want to mention that you can get some beauty and some natural beauty enhancement and some spa time and some special treatment over at Beautiful You Medical Spa in Lexington, Kentucky. It's an awesome place. The girls are great over there. Very educated, very talented, and so kind. And you will be thankful that you went over there. So give them a call today. If you tell them that Julie sent you, they'll give you a little discount. And I'm telling you, it's a wonderful place to be. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember to get your Christmas CD at cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussey 3. Please do look us up on Facebook. You can find The Julie Tussey Show at facebook.com/The Julie Tussey Show. And we'd love to connect with you on social media. You can find me on Instagram with The Julie Tussey Show. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me. I'm all over the place, baby. I'm all over the place sharing the good word of The Julie Tussey Show. But I want you to please take time and remember that it's a wonderful thing that we're here right now, and this is a wonderful season. So be thankful. Be thankful for the great things in your life. We don't have to be thankful for everything, but it's good to be thankful in everything you're going through. Remember, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
No shame.
We are aging wells on The Julie Tussey Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of The Julie Tussey Show.
No shave November.
I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at Facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I know
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.